Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99 cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome to Swish and Flick, an All Potter podcast.
Swish and Flick, everyone. Swish and Flick.
Hello and welcome to episode 306 of Swish and Flick. I'm Tiffany.
I'm Megan.
And I'm Katie.
And this episode is sponsored by Picket Wicket. Thanks!
Picket Wicket! Super cute.
I love that. Thank you.
Today, we will be discussing part one of chapter 3 of Harry Potter and the Deathly Hallows, The Dursleys Departing. So make sure that you have read the chapter and you're ready to escape your way through the details. Before we begin, Meg's Mouse Tales has weekly profit news.
I do. So for the Back to Hogwarts event, which I know this episode is going to come out slightly after this, but they released new Lego kits for September 1st this year. They dropped the advent calendar for this year. They also dropped like a new, I guess you could say, miniature version of Hogwarts Castle, compared at least to like the big one.
Yeah.
But it's still like super detailed. If you guys follow us on Instagram, you will have seen my stories as I built it. It was very fun to build. And then the big fancy collector's edition set that they put out is Gringotts Wizarding Bank, which is like Gringotts, but then also the vaults underneath it. It's the, I think, maybe don't quote me on this, but I believe it is the tallest Lego set. Or maybe it's the tallest Harry Potter Lego set. I'm confident in saying it's the tallest Harry Potter Lego set that they've ever made.
Nice.
But it's like, it's really, really tall whenever, but it can be displayed off of the, off the base that has like the vaults. So you can like have the vaults separate from the bank, or you can display them together. It's really, really cool, but it's like almost $500, I think.
Yeah, the castle was six. The castle is six. Right?
No, the castle's less.
You be quiet.
My
castle that I have upstairs is less?
Yes.
No way.
Hogwarts Castle Lego is, let's see, I'm pulling it up right now on Lego.com. $469.
Shut your stinking mouth.
So Hogwarts Castle is stop clicking things. Is 6,020 pieces. And let's see how many pieces.
That's the Hogwarts one, the big one?
Yeah. One of the next big ones is the Diagon Alley set. That one's 5,544. That's 450. And then Gringotts. That's my Jeopardy music right now. Hold on.
That was Halloween. Or something.
Okay. Hold on. The, Gringotts is 429, and it's 4,801 pieces.
Wait, it's so less pieces and more money?
No, it's not. I'm sorry. It's 429. It's still very expensive, but they're all within like $20 of each other.
That thing is
but
ginormous.
It is tall. And it like includes the dragon on top, which is pretty cool.
Alana, yeah, you've got like the above and the below.
Yeah.
It's really, really cool, but it would make me nervous to display it with like the stuff under it. I feel like it would topple over and like, could you imagine?
No.
I would cry.
We've had small scales of Legos
fall,
break
and
it's been devastating. Yeah.
Anyway, those are the new sets. Honestly, the Hogwarts Castle and Grounds one is so beautiful. And that is probably the one out of all the ones that released that I would recommend to get.
There's a lot of new Legos.
Yeah.
Peter Pan.
I think there's more coming too.
Disney.
Yeah.
There's a giant
They've released a bunch. They've released a bunch of Disney ones because of the 100th anniversary. So there have been a lot of new Disney ones being released. I want the Sanderson sister house, but it's so expensive.
It's also sold out a ton of places, too.
They had it at the Lego store in Columbus. We went shopping with our friend Chrissy down in Columbus this past weekend, and they had the Sanderson sister house down there, and it looked so pretty.
Oh, and you didn't buy it from me? Okay. Okay.
No, it's okay. Like $260.
I would have Venmo'd you.
I didn't know you actually wanted it. I'm sorry.
I actually do.
I'm sorry.
What?
Yeah, I actually do.
Oh my gosh. So yeah, that's my weekly profit. I'm done.
Bye. Peace out. Good for you. Now keep going.
Yeah.
Oh yeah. It's still green. Make sure to follow us on your preferred podcast listening platform and share this episode with your friends, because if you like us, then they may too. Subscribe to our channel on YouTube at Swish and Flick Podcast, and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and TikTok at Swish Flick Cast. If you'd like to support us on Patreon, head on over to patreon.com/swishflickcast. Supporting our podcast keeps us going, and it gives you access to our exclusive Felix Files episodes, our Discord channel, live recordings, trivia games, Swish swag boxes, and more. Thank you all so much for your support. Swish swag boxes are coming. I absolutely promise you. We are almost finished with picking everything out for it. It has just been a crazy summer. But I promise you that they're coming. We have the list of everybody who got them. And do not fret. You will get it. I promise you.
Bless you all.
And thank you, everybody. For your amazing patience and support of us. We love you guys so much and just like appreciate everything so much. So
yes.
As always, we are accepting Potter stories to our email, which is swishflickcast@gmail.com.
Well done.
Go mail.
What's up, Katie?
What's up?
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
It's time
for the river recap.
Nice.
If you know, you know.
Okay. Rita Skeeter.
Oh, Rita.
Oh, Rita. We keep going with the interview with her in the Daily Prophet, which is not as cool as the Weekly Prophet, but whatever. She loves dishing them deets, but not too much because you have to buy the book. Right?
Of course.
Can't spoil it.
Yeah.
Harry's beyond livid with her because she's defaming Dumbledore. And speaking of Dumbledore, Harry thinks he sees his bright blue little eye in the mirror fragment.
Blue.
He does see a Dumbledore eye.
Ayo.
Just the wrong
Dumbledore.
Oh my god, they're all A's. I just realized that.
What? Yeah, you're right. I just noticed that too.
Yeah.
What?
Albus, Aberforth, and Ariana. They all have A names. Was there a theme going on? Okay. So, what are we going to talk about today? Vernon is struggling with believing Harry in the Order. And it's quite the feat that he's gotten this far, if I'm being honest. He's pushing back on everything, though. Why can't he have Kingsley? What about his work? What about Dudley's school? But once Dudley's on board, it's game over.
Game over.
Megan, you ruined my nose, just so you know.
Your nose?
Yes.
I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I apologize.
I clicked on the wrong tab after I went and looked at those Legos, and I panicked for a second thinking I didn't do my notes for this because I had to have notes up for 308, and I got scared. I scared myself a little bit. Like the stomach drop was real.
I hate that feeling so much.
Okay. So we start the chapter with a lovely, "Oi, you!" yelled up the stairs. Do we love this or do we love this, my friends?
Hate it.
So Harry knows who Oyu is directed to. Obviously him. And then he gives us a little bit of a recap because he thinks about the past 16 years and how he's always the one being yelled at in the house, right? And he doesn't really respond right away because he's still reeling from the mirror fragment in the eye of a certain Dumbledore. And I actually put, I said it was a Dumbledore, but not the Dumbledore University that he's thinking of, right?
That's funny. I didn't know you put that in there.
Yeah. We're connected. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so he's like still thinking about this. And then he finally snaps out of it when he hears, "Boy!" So nice and loving. And it's all caps, boy. All caps.
Boy!
Boy! And so reluctantly he gets up. He heads to his bedroom door. But before he goes downstairs, he adds the mirror fragment to the rucksack. Praise be, because that's a literal lifesaver for later on.
I said in my notes, I was like, thank God Harry is sentimental right here.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, truly,
no
though.
Kidding.
Because that not only saves his life, but his best friends, Ollivander, Luna, and unfortunately ends Dobby's. But I don't think Dobby would have wanted to have died any other way, honestly. If he was going to go out, he was going to go out saving Harry Potter. I don't think he wanted to die.
Poor Dobby.
Like
Harry told him to promise him to never try to save his life again.
This is true.
Look what happened.
Yeah. But like, honestly. Yes, Dean and Griphook as well. Okay. Vernon, as I wrote, because I was tired of writing like Mr. and Dot or Uncle. Right. I'm not doing it. So Vernon.
Though. Also, is he even worthy of being called Mr. Dursley?
Mr. Dursley.
Forget him. He's the worst.
Oh. Vern.
The Vern. Not pleased that Harry took his good old time coming downstairs. And he's like, I want a word with you.
All right, it's all you get. One word.
I love this part because of Harry's body language. It's so good.
Yeah.
Quote, Harry strolled downstairs, his hands deep in his jeans pockets. And I want us all to like think back to the first couple of books before we get to three, so books one and two, and how different Harry is from books one and two to now. He's very comfortable with himself. He is no longer that scared child that he once was, and the Dursleys really don't have any sort of power over him anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I think a lot of that has to do with just kind of coming into his own and finally having like almost all the answers, because like he's constantly questioning over the summer and feeling lonely and isolated, yeah, at least for some amount of time. But he has so much purpose this summer, and also I think a lot of it has to come with what he knows is happening in the future, right? He's leaving. He is about to become of legal age, so like a legal adult in the wizarding world. He doesn't need them for anything, right? He doesn't need them like literally for anything. He has a house,
literally all
he has
he's
money,
doing,
he's ready to bounce.
All he's doing for them is everything he can for their safety, which is more than they deserve.
Correct.
And I think that this also gives me vibes of like when you put in your 2 weeks notice at a job.
And you just like literally and you cannot just be bothered.
Don't care anymore. And he's just like, you know,
bare minimum.
Yeah, I'm giving them the absolute bare minimum that I have to, which he doesn't have to give them much. I mean, really, truly, he is doing far beyond what they deserve at this point by making sure, putting the effort in to try to convince them to leave this house. Yeah. Yeah. That is so much more than they deserve from him. Mm-hmm. But he's a good person.
He is a good egg. That Harry Potter.
That Harry Potter.
I've changed my mind, he said. What a surprise, said Harry. Honestly, though, like, back and forth.
How many times do you think they had this conversation?
Oh, it's been a minute. I think he said he's been changing his mind every 24 hours for the past 4 weeks, so that's quite a lot.
Yeah.
So the Dursleys are all in the living room. They're all dressed for traveling. Vernon says, sit down. And Harry raises his eyebrows. I love that. It's a silent eyebrow raise. Like, I'm sorry. Huh? Can you repeat? Didn't hear you. Try again. And Vernon actually winces at this, as if it brings him some kind of pain or discomfort to say, please, to ask him to sit. Terrible. Awful person. Just terrible. So well written to be nasty.
Is he called Vernon because it sounds like vermin?
I think probably, honestly.
I thought, did the author know somebody by that name that wasn't too kind? Or is that Umbridge?
I thought that was Umbridge, and it wasn't that they were named Dolores. It's just that Umbridge was...
The dress, wasn't it?
Yeah, and they were just...
The way they dressed?
Yeah.
We'll find out. Megan's on the internet right now.
Yep.
Okay. So Harry sits down, and he thinks he knows what the conversation's going to be. Uncle Vernon's pacing. Petunia's looking anxious, and then Vernon stops right in front of Harry, and he goes, I've changed my mind. Harry, once again, like I said before, he says, what a surprise. Don't take that tone, began Aunt Petunia in a shrill voice. I guess I read that wrong. Don't take that tone! That's shrill. But Vernon Dursley waved her down. It's all a lot of crap. Claptrap. I almost said crap trap. Claptrap. Claptrap, said Uncle Vernon, glaring at Harry with piggy little eyes. That's used to describe Dudley a lot, not so much anymore. I've decided I don't believe a word of it. We're staying put. We're not going anywhere. Go ahead.
So the name Vernon doesn't have a connotation with like the author or anything,
no,
but Dursley is a town in Gloucestershire, I think, England. Sure. And the author has commented that she visited the place as a child and hated it, which likely affected her choice of surname for the awful family, remarking, I don't imagine I'm very popular in Dursley. The town is known for its Victorian history and coal mining. She chose the name because it sounded dull and forbidding.
Yeah. What about Umbridge's name? We looked that one
Let's
up too,
find
maybe?
Out.
Okay.
I'll raise my hand again.
Okay. So Harry is super exhausted and kind of a little bit amused by this because they have, like I said, they've been changing their mind every 24 hours for the past 4 weeks, which is a lot. And so that's how long this plan has been in place and communicated to them. And so you can imagine they're like literally at war with themselves deciding on what they want to do. Quote, packing and unpacking and repacking the car with every change of heart. I'm surprised they were packing the car that early.
It seems like a very Dursley-ish thing to do.
Yeah, but it also seems like a really great way for someone to steal your stuff. Cars are easily broken into. Anywho,
yeah, true.
Harry's favorite moment had been the one where Uncle Vernon, unaware that Dudley had packed his dumbbells to his case the last time it had been unpacked, had attempted to hoist it back into the boot and collapsed with roars of pain and much swearing. For those of you wondering, what's a boot? Well, it's a trunk.
trunk.
It's the trunk of the car.
I actually knew that.
Shout out to Dudley for trying to be swole while on lockdown. I appreciate the effort.
Go, Dudley, go.
Katie gets it.
I get it.
We just have a lift here, guys.
Okay, I have Umbridge's inspiration. Philly, you're killing me, dude. Stop following the stuff on my screen.
Yes, not like a cat, Phil.
So her name was not inspired by anybody, but it was her personality and her accessories. It says, this is the author talking about this person. She said, I took instruction in a certain skill or subject. I'm being vague as vague can be for reasons that are about to become obvious. And in doing so, came into contact with a teacher or instructor whom I disliked intensely on sight. What sticks in my mind is her pronounced taste for twee accessories. I particularly recall a tiny little plastic bow slide, pale lemon in color, that she wore in her short curly hair. I used to stare at that little slide, which would have been appropriate to a girl of three, as though it was some kind of repellent physical growth. She was quite a stocky woman and not in the first flush of youth, and her tendency to wear frills where frills had no business to be, and to carry undersized handbags, again, as though they had been borrowed from a child's dressing up box, jarred, I felt, with a personality that I found the reverse of sweet, innocent, and ingenuous.
Wow.
So.
That person had to know them. That's very descriptive. I feel like they've
probably... Hold on. It says... Umbridge's names were carefully chosen. Dolores means sorrow, something she undoubtedly inflicts on all around her. And Umbridge is a play on umbrage, I'm guessing, from the British expression to take umbrage, meaning offense. Dolores is offended by any challenge to her limited worldview. I felt her surname conveyed the pettiness and rigidity of her character.
I mean, I know the author said that they were not being... descriptive, but I mean,
that's pretty descriptive.
Those were like heavy on the detail. How would that person not know it was them, you know?
Yeah,
especially if you were like, oh, I had, you know, blah blah in my class. Oh snap, when that interview comes out.
Did she speak to this person?
I don't know.
Or just Judgy Judge McJudgerson.
You know, we're all not going to get along. I understand.
No, I don't think that it was purely... I mean, she did hear say that she did judge on sight. However, it says she took instruction in a certain skill or subject from this instructor. So I'm assuming that, yes, she did judge on sight, but her judgments ended up being correct. And that's why she did this. You know what I'm saying?
Got it.
Because how that's described, it makes me believe she did take instruction from this person.
You know, all you got to do in an interview like that, if somebody's like, oh, you know, is there inspiration, like real personal connection behind Umbridge? You give a, I'll never tell, and a wink, and then move on with your life. You don't have to get that descriptive.
Jeez. I was,
well, her name rhymed with, you know, like
I was,
Shmory.
I was cutting stuff out too.
Well, there was more.
You don't have to read it.
No, I won't, but
in the world.
Yeah.
But yeah, congratulations. You're probably the most hated character in a number one selling book series. Inspiration. Honest to goodness. Cannot. Anywho, moving on. We also don't like the Dursley, so there's that.
Yeah.
Sorry. A boot is a trunk. Moving on. So, Vernon's talking himself through this again. So he goes, according to you, Vernon Dursley said now, resuming his pacing up and down the living room, we, Petunia, Dudley, and I, are in danger from Some of my lot. Right, said Harry. So he's putting words into their mouth that they've already used. He just needs to get this conversation rolling along. It's go time. We have to get him back on the side of leaving and going into protection. Quote, well, I don't believe it, repeated Uncle Vernon, coming to a halt in front of Harry again. I was awake half the night thinking it all over, and I believe it's a plot to get the house.
What the heck?
Okay. I love listening to Jim Dale read this, though.
Oh my God, me too.
His Vernon voice.
His Vernon voice is fantastic.
According
is
to because, you.
Yeah, it's got like that sound.
Yes, it's so good. Okay, so we have to think about this, right? We have to put ourselves... Okay, I need everyone for just a second to be a Dursley. Vernon and Petunia variety, because Dudley for me is redeemed. It's fine. All is forgiven once we get to 7.
Me and Dudley are tight.
I'm cool.
We lift.
I'm cool. You know? We lift. We're swole, yeah. Right? He leviosis.
He also was like just, he was so molded a certain way and it's unfortunate. Anyway, yeah, go ahead. Sorry.
Yes. So, okay. So we're Dursleys, right? Say yeah. Yes. Okay.
Yes.
Everybody no. Say yes in your car or wherever you're listening at work. Anywho, here we go. They are being told to leave their home, Vernon's job, all of their things, their livelihood, because this group of people that they dislike the most and are afraid of and do not trust say they need to go with them to save their lives. Now, I also think, on the other hand, we're thinking about it two different ways. Why not? You know very well that this world is real. Your son has experienced things from this world and has not been the same since. Your wife has experienced things from this world. Harry is literally in your life because of this person who murdered his parents, amongst many others, like TM. Why would you not believe it? So there's two different thought processes there, right? It's like they hate, they're afraid, they don't trust. But on the other hand, this is very real and they know it is very real. So that has to be a heck of an inward battle for 4 weeks, nonstop, deciding what you are going to do. Because that's a big move to make. And sometimes I'm really surprised that they actually went through with it.
If Leave Dudley yeah. Tiff to like it, talk some sense into the situation.
Thank you.
Well,
Dudley
I think
really
that,
was the game changer. If it yes. would if he was like silent or had nothing to say, it wouldn't have happened.
This is why I have always been an advocate for people who are surrounded by family who maybe doesn't agree with everything that they agree with. Mm-hmm. What's the word I'm looking for? The impact you could have by trying to have real educated discussions with those people if you are mentally okay to, because I absolutely understand that sometimes it's not worth it for your own mental health. But if you yeah. are sound and you are solid, you can be a real game changer and have real impact with people who don't necessarily agree with things that you agree with. And if you come into a conversation educated on a topic, it can make a difference. Mm-hmm. And I think, I mean, that is a little different than like this instance here, because this is like, Dudley experienced something, and because of that, he's different in the sense that, you know, he says Harry's not a waste of space. Mm-hmm. You know, thank goodness he thinks that. But, like, it still has an impact on Vernon and Petunia to the point where, I mean, you were saying, why would they not believe him? Well, I think that we have a lot of real life examples of people who just don't believe things, even when there's proof right in front of them. They just don't believe it. And it doesn't matter how much proof you show them, they're not going to believe it. And I think that
Dudley
Petunia having Lily and having that letter she got from Dumbledore deep down, I think probably affected this too. But Dudley affected it a lot as well because he experienced it, and they obviously are going to trust him.
Well, Harry has to remind him. He's like, this fog, that's Dementors. Remember what those do, Dudley? And then he goes, yeah, hands to the mouth. Yeah. So yeah. Dudley's their proof.
I think that Petunia, deep down, also, I mean,
I don't know if she would have said anything, though.
I don't know. I'm torn.
She goes along with, like, everything.
Well, she didn't say snot at the end to Harry anyway, too. So
she doesn't necessarily go along with everything that he says because Vernon wants to kick him out.
Yeah, that's true.
And she won't let that happen because of that letter from Dumbledore. So I do think that she gets it, even though she's not going to be that person to actually have a relationship with Harry or show that she cares directly to his face. But I do think that she has more of a say in the things that happen than maybe we realize.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't know.
She's also not a rock the boat type of person, you know?
Correct.
I'm going to do whatever's easiest that everybody's like, you know?
Yeah.
Oh, man.
The Dursleys.
Why are you guys going to make me think about the Dursleys at all? Blech.
I know. It's unfortunate anyway.
Stop it, both of you.
Well, it's just hard. I actually feel reading the Dursleys now is much more relatable than reading them when we were younger.
Yeah.
Because you probably know someone who reminds you of the Dursleys nowadays. Unfortunately, yes. And like as a, you know, 12, 13, 14 year old reading these books for the first time, I don't know if I did necessarily. I was just like, wow, they suck.
Well, also your eyes aren't always open to, like,
correct,
because you don't have you're 12, you know?
Yeah.
Or you just don't see things a certain way. So yeah.
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 So.
Yeah. So I think my last point I said to go along with this Dursley conversation. So we have the whole uprooting your entire life, your work, your things, which we know they loved their things, right? Material possessions were a big deal. Keeping up with the Joneses type of thing. And then on the other hand, you have the evidence that Harry's parents are literally dead because of some of, quote, to use their words, his lot. And in the right mind, should have been evidence enough, especially with Dudley's experience with the Dementors. And kind of your ability to think about this clearly would disappear because of the untrusting and fearing nature that you have towards a certain group.
Yeah.
Also, his lot, your lot, my lot, racist garbage.
I hate that verbiage.
Oh, yeah. I don't know if it's this episode
it's
or the
next one.
It's appropriate
for them to use, though, because it matches who they are and it shows you who they are.
Yeah, but Hestia, it is just very telling of their personalities.
Yes, it is. So
Hestia gets mad.
She sure does.
She does, and rightfully so. And we'll talk about that. This part, one of you,
a little later. I think it's actually the next episode. Okay, so Harry is like shocked when Vernon is like, I believe it's a plot to get the house. The house? What house? And then
Harry
Vernon shrieks, this house.
Shriek it.
This house. Our house.
Your hand goes, was this.
I know. And he talks all about how house prices are skyrocketing. He Same. Wants them out of the way. And then he's going to do his magic. And before you know it, the deed's going to be in Harry's name.
I'm sorry. And he's not going to do magic. He's going to do what?
Hocus pocus.
Hocus pocus. Shout out to the Sanderson sisters.
Oh my gosh. So Harry at this point officially is not holding back. He knows that he will probably never see the Dursleys again at this point, which is kind of dark if you think about it, because I think he does know that there's a very high probability that he might die. And while, yes, it's also him leaving this house forever, I do legitimately think he's also thinking about how he may never have to deal with them again because he may be no longer with the living.
All I could hear was Kristoff and Frozen 2. We will die. Because I can't talk properly to
Anna. Oh, when he's trying to propose. Oh, my God. It's so bad. So funny. Oh, my gosh.
And then he says, are you out of your mind? Are you actually as stupid as you look? And that was where I was like, yeah, he officially does not care anymore. He's already got a house, though, and he tells them this, and he's like, and also, why would I want this one? All the happy memories?
Yes!
That is verbatim.
So good.
He's pretty impressed with himself, Harry. He's like, that was a really good little argument there, because he has silenced them, which is something. So
they needed that. They needed to know that they suck.
Yes.
Like, you are off. You are literally abusive and awful people.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
Gosh.
Harry does so good in this scene. Like, I wish that I could have, like, been in the background just, like, rooting him on. Yes. Yeah. Like, literally, like, applauding.
I wish this would have been in the movie.
Right.
Well, we can't.
So this next part has to be so exasperating for Harry because, again, Vernon just wants to go over everything and act like he doesn't actually know or comprehend anything that Harry has told him, which honestly he probably hasn't, because how much do you really think that he's like sitting down and listening to what Harry's telling him about Voldemort? He's not. It's going in one ear and out the other. So he's talking. He's like, Voldemort, he says, you claim that this...
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Lord thing. And Harry gets impatient. Yes.
If they would have just called him Lord thing throughout the rest of this book, none of this would have ever happened. No one would have been captured. Malfoy Manor wouldn't have been a thing.
If Harry, Ron, and Hermione were into inside jokes, they could have been saved.
Lord thing.
Lord thing. Because I'm not going to lie. If, like, I was in Harry's situation, that would have been one of the first things I told my best friend. I've been like, you're not going to believe what he called Lord Voldemort.
Oh, 100%.
And then Sam saying this to Katie, Katie would be like, well, that's what we're calling him from now on. So, and I'm like, yeah, exactly.
Yeah, be Dementoids.
So Harry's real impatient. He's like, Voldemort, and we've been through this 100 times already. This is not a claim. It is fact. Dumbledore told you last year, and Kingsley, and Mr. Weasley, However, some of those people he doesn't respect. He likes Kingsley. He definitely doesn't like Mr. Weasley.
Likes Kingsley and, only because he works with muggles.
Correct. And because it's the prime minister.
Awful.
So he then Vernon basically just wants to put his trust in the government here. This is going back to Kingsley because he's like, well, why can't we have Kingsley? You know, hold on, I'm getting ahead of myself. So Harry says, Kingsley and Mr. Weasley explained it all. Once I'm 17, the protective charm that keeps me safe will break, and that exposes you as well as me. The order is sure Voldemort will target you, whether to... will target you, whether to torture you to try and find out where I am, or because he thinks by holding you hostage, I'd come and try to rescue you. Which, you know, Harry would.
Yep. 100%
he would. If he goes back and saves Draco Malfoy.
Yeah. 1,000%. He would put himself in danger to save them, which is...
Because that's what Harry does.
I wouldn't.
We know.
Don't worry, I know, you know. So Vernon is... He's just like walking back. He's like pacing. And Harry's like, you've got to go into hiding and the order wants to help you. You're being offered serious protection, the best there is. So then this is when Vernon like wants to put his trust in the government here. What about the ministry? Like he just so wants to be right. He's like, why can't we go to the ministry? Harry explains again why you can't. They think that it's been infiltrated. And I literally wrote in my notes, this is kind of like a typical boomer white man. I'm just saying. And Harry thinks to himself, it's so very typical of his uncle to put his hopes in the establishment, even within this world that he despised and mistrusted. So like first, you know, he's like, well, there's like a government for you guys. So like, why would we not talk to them? Like they should be the people that we trust. Why are we listening to this like Order of the Phoenix? Like, what are they? So, yeah, he's literally just trying to find all excuses to be correct over the situation, even though it's been explained to him a million times, and he just doesn't want to hear it.
Nope. It's got to be, like, fear talking, too, you know? Like, you're coming up with, like, every excuse possible.
He wants it to not be true.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody wants to leave their job and their livelihood and their home and... I mean, nobody wants to do that.
It's an outlandish ask, but it's necessary, you know?
Right. And, like, I mean, I don't know. It's a tough situation because, like, we've said, you know, like, they don't really care about Harry. So, like, why would they listen? But, you know, the Dudley factor is there.
Ooh, I like that term. The Dudley factor.
The Dudley factor.
They're playing at the Grog Shock next week.
Let's go.
Is it my turn?
It is.
Oh.
Do it up.
Oh, I thought you were saying let's go, like start your section, not let's go to the concert.
Oh.
I was like, okay, sorry.
No, I was saying let's go to the concert.
Sorry, I got it. I'm not all here
I haven't
today.
Been to the Grog Shop in a long time. I think the last person I saw there was Kiefer Sutherland.
Oh my God, right. Kiefer.
So random.
What?
We saw Kiefer Sutherland.
Kiefer Sutherland has a band.
Play at the Grog Shop.
And he came and played like a couple of years ago.
It was awesome.
And we were on a 24 kick, so we went.
I'll put in the chat if anyone.
Tiffany is just like staring.
If anyone is a 24 fan, I'll put in his quote. In the Discord that someone shouted out and it made him laugh. It has a swear in it, so I couldn't say it. But.
Dang it, Chloe.
Yeah, dang it, Chloe. Okay. So, Uncle Vernon. Ugh. No, just Vernon. I typed uncle every time, Tiff. Why did I do that? Where were you
putting
to tell me
not
to?
Too much effort into that man.
It's a waste of time.
That typical boomer white man.
Vern stops in front of Harry and says, all right, so for the sake of arguments, right? Let's say we accept this protection. What?
I'm sorry. I just, as soon as I said white man, I I pictured Schmidt from New Girl going, a white man? No!
So good.
I love
it. Oh, God.
White man?
Me too.
No!
So say they accept this protection. Why can't they have, quote, that Kingsley bloke? So Harry tries not to roll his eyes because they've been over this half a dozen times as well. And Harry explains again, Kingsley is protecting your prime minister. And Vernon says, exactly, he's the best. And he points at the TV when he says this. So then Harry, in his head, we get the explanation that the Dursleys had spotted Kingsley walking behind the Muggle prime minister when he was like visiting a hospital or something, and they were showing it on TV. So like you guys said before, they know he works with Muggles.
I don't even think that it's Muggles. It's specifically that it's the prime minister.
Yeah. Yeah. Quote this because and the like, fact.
I'm sorry.
No, go ahead.
I was just going to say, because again, he wants to put faith in what you would typically think was authority.
Yeah.
I have I have an idea that could get really lengthy though. And it might be best served to do with an episode with someone else. And it has to do with racism, and it has to do not necessarily that Kingsley is a black character in the series, but the fact that he is a wizard that looks just like a normal Muggle, which would make him more trustworthy. And it makes me think of like racism today, and well, if they talk like me and go to school like me and dress like me, then I'm not going to be afraid.
Yeah.
Does anybody else speak to that? Am I on to anything there with that? Okay. I think
Mia
that
said, write it down.
Write it. Oh, where is that said? But it just, that feels very real. And what is it? Something bias, implicit bias.
That sounds right.
Like I know someone
you have biases so deeply rooted.
Yes.
Yeah.
That. Okay. Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, am I right? Racial is that bias? Unconscious bias.
Yeah.
Unconscious bias. That's what it is. Thank you, Shonda.
Okay. Because it feels very real that is something they feel more comfortable with him because of those things.
Yeah.
Yes.
Talks like a Muggle. Presents as a Muggle.
Yep.
You know? Okay.
And they're very obviously coded as racist.
Yes. Let's get that. That needs to be an episode and not even a Felix file. That's something that should be pushed to the masses.
Yeah, for sure.
So we'll get a team of people to discuss this. People that know better than I.
Yeah. That's a really good topic. We should do it.
Yes.
Soonish. Because
somebody in WizGiz write it down and text it to our group because I don't want to forget. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you, Mia.
Awesome.
So yeah, like you guys are saying from the book, quote, this and the fact that Kingsley had mastered the knack of dressing like a Muggle, not to mention a certain reassuring something in a slow, deep voice, had caused the Dursleys to take to Kingsley in a way they had certainly not done with any other wizard, although it was true that they had never seen him with his earring in. That all just goes into what you just said.
I also want to state that I think that another reason why Vernon wants Kingsley is purely because he believes he deserves the best. Even though he is definitely not an important figure to protect in this war necessarily, mm-hmm. especially, I mean, compared to the prime minister, right? But he feels he's worthy of that level of protection.
Not only that, he feels like he's not, like, nothing else is acceptable.
Right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's the worst type of human.
Yeah. Harry not taking any sort of ish this whole chapter is like, well, he's taken. Too bad. Mm-hmm. Hestia Jones and Daedalus Diggle are more
Daedalus
than up to the job. I mean, that's such a cool name, but such a funny name. It just wants to get caught up in my mouth, you know?
I just can't stop thinking of the scene with him in Sorcerer's Stone.
Every time I see his name, I think about it.
Yeah.
Ooh, say it again.
Daedalus? Diggle?
Diggle?
Diggle.
That's the guy who is like, Mr. Diggle remembers my name or something like that.
Shook his hand.
Yeah. Mr. Yeah. Diggle. That would be an excellent cat or dog name.
It would be.
Well, yeah. Name's Mr. Diggle.
What's your dog's name?
Mr. Diggle.
Mr. Diggle.
That's happening.
Oh, boy. You act like we're going to have another dog.
Oh, I thought
Whoa.
Cat.
Oh, cat?
Yeah, I was talking about a cat.
Okay, we can get another cat.
Harry Potter is cats.
That's true.
Disney like is ducks. And yes, oh we God. Will have another.
Mega hard time.
We will have another. I told Katie that I'm really glad that she's come to terms with the fact that we're going to have a dog our entire lives.
When did I say I came to terms with that?
Christmas.
My favorite thing, small little side note, is people were like still behind in episodes.
Yeah.
And like they were hearing like, because me and Meg have had many discussions on the pod about like not getting a dog or when we might get a dog. And then like, so they'll be there. And then like all of a sudden we like posted our like adoption post about Phil and they're like, what happened? Because they were just like so behind.
Katie's weak.
Hey.
And then everybody probably thinks that I made you change your mind.
We came to it at the exact same time. It was
literally
weird.
I wasn't even pushy about it. It was the most bizarre moment of my entire life. I never in a million years did I think Katie would say, I was thinking the same thing.
Ooh.
And there she was.
We sat in the car for like an hour and talked. Anyway.
Philly, that's how you came here.
Now you're here. I was sitting on my little leg. Nice and warm.
He's so cute right
can
now.
Can I call him Philbert?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Meg's dad calls him Phil Dirt.
Phil Dirt.
Why?
Phil Dirt. I for, like, don't really
because he
know.
He likes to run in the dirt.
Okay.
Phil Dirt.
This is who I'm thinking of.
Yeah.
Oh, Philbert! Oh my god, that's hilarious. I forgot about that character.
Oh my god. I loved him.
Okay. So then Uncle Vernon starts saying something about wanting to see CVs, which I know this means resume, but I always
you,
forget
because I didn't know.
Oh, I always forget what it stood for. So I looked
never
it up
knew
again.
What it stood for. I was like, "What the heck is a CV?" I always thought it was like cover letter.
I know.
And I'm like, What's the V?
No, same. But I looked it up a while ago, but then I forgot because that exact same thing happened to me. So
thanks.
I looked it up again. It stands for Curriculum Vitae, which is Latin for course of life.
You want to know my whole course of life.
In contrast, resume is French for summary. So both CVs and resumes tailored for the specific job or company you're applying to, blah, 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 blah.
Got it.
Fun stuff.
Thank you for educating me today on CVs.
Anytime.
What I don't understand
is... I don't know
why
I replied, Katie's the one who did it.
God, you're taking credit for Catherine's work.
What I don't understand is why does it say, like, when you're applying for a job, it says resume slash CV? Is it just, like, in case you are only used to one or the other?
Can I tell you that I have never in my adult working life have seen CV anywhere?
You never have?
What?
No.
Really?
Oh my god, I've seen it so
much. When you have to like upload when you're applying for something, it always says resume slash CV.
Nope.
And I always just assumed CV meant cover letter. And then I would click away from it because
yeah.
I never want to write a cover letter.
I wonder how many jobs I could have actually maybe gotten if I would have just submitted my resume because
but
I didn't need a cover letter.
My anxiety stops me from writing a cover letter.
I hate cover letters.
There was one time I sent the wrong cover letter to the wrong company, and
I've
since then, I never want to do it again.
I've done that.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm like, well, that was maybe the most embarrassing thing in my entire life. This is maybe, what is the quote from Friends? This is probably the worst day since I've been alive.
Worst day since I've been alive. Oh my god.
Oh boy.
Anyway.
Okay. So Harry now, I don't know how he hasn't before now, but he has lost his patience. He gets up and advances on Vernon, right? Mm. He explains that these accidents that he's seeing on TV, they're not accidents. The crashes, the explosions, the derailments, the whatever else, the people disappearing, people who are dying. Voldemort, a.k.a. Lord Thing, is behind it all.
I'm calling him that forever.
Quote, I've told you this over and over again. He kills muggles for fun. Even the fogs, they're caused by dementors. And if you can't remember what they are, ask your son. My thing changed dementors to demoters. I don't know why, but it
didn't even faze me. Read right over it.
Go ahead.
Speaking of reading things, when I was going back through and like reading this and not just listening to it, the kills muggles for fun, even the fogs. I read it as even the frogs. Why is he out here killing frogs, man?
Poor frogs.
Frogs. I also have something of note. So we've said Voldemort a couple of times, and we meaning Harry. So my question is, and I have an answer to my own question. Is there no taboo yet? Or
I don't think so.
Is Lily's protection as well as the ministry not have fallen yet, and the order's protections around those safe houses keeping them out when they use Voldemort's name?
Yes. I don't think that there's yes a to taboo all. Yet. I don't think there's a taboo yet. And I think that okay. The ministry folly, like they were preparing that taboo to be set in place as soon as the ministry fell, which is why it worked as fast as it did with the trio after they left the borough.
I would agree.
Tottenham Court Road.
Because it wasn't
is
until
that what
then.
You think too,
Tottenham
Tiff?
Court Road or whatever.
Hmm?
Is that what you think too?
Yeah. Okay. I think that, I think regardless of them saying his name, even if there was a taboo on it, I think the ministry falling led to everything happening. But I think the order, like those spells, as well as Lily's protection around Privet Drive, would have kept them away.
Yeah, regardless. I do agree. Yeah. I think that even if it was there, it wouldn't have worked.
Yeah, they needed the ministry to fall in order to get in. Because once the ministries fell, we saw that they were able to get torture Tonks' parents. And obviously get into Weasley wedding.
So Harry mentions dementors. He mentions dementors. And instantly, Dudley's hands cover his mouth. And he's like, there are more of them? Like, terrified. And Harry laughs. He's like, of course there's more. There's hundreds, maybe thousands by this time, because they feed off of fear and despair. And hello, look at all these accidents. That's what's happening right now.
Can you imagine how terrifying that would be to hear, though, when Dudley probably legitimately thinks that there were only two?
That's probably, like not to sound dramatic, but that's probably what helped him sleep at night, that they were gone. Like, yeah. No more. Because that was a very terrifying
now
thing
Harry's
for him.
Saying there's
cause
thousands?
Because Harry got rid of those two, right?
Right.
Yeah.
In Fury, meaning the underworld, Roman. Also, just a quick brain note from my sad self. All these accidents, there's like derailments and explosions and stuff. Are we packing the lake full of muggles for an army?
Oh my gosh, probably.
That's a lot of killing for, you know, just killing's sake. Yeah. Like, I think that they like to do that. I mean, it's neither here nor there, but I think that we're trying to get an army going. We got a lake to fill. We got a lake to fill, you guys.
Gross.
We gotta win this war.
I just want to know, like, what did Dudley see?
He saw his true self and how he actually is.
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
So, like, basically, Dumbledore last year, I have a whole thing that we're going to talk about next episode. I'm not going to say it now.
Okay.
Okay.
But I was looking up the other night.
I like it. Yeah. So Vernon seems to have finally given in, saying, all right, you made your point, blah, blah, blah. And Harry says, well, I hope so, because once I turn 17, all of them, the Death Eaters, Dementors, maybe Inferi, can find, and he does explain quickly what Inferi are, which I can't even imagine trying to like digest that when you have no concept.
Be like zombies.
Yeah. can find them and will certainly attack them. Quote, and if you remember the last time you tried to outrun wizards, I think you'll agree you need help.
I mean, like, I know he's being serious, but that was also a little snarky, it's and I love him for that.
So funny. Philly, you're pushing buttons, buddy. Thank you. So this line makes me want to freaking cry because of nostalgia. There was a brief silence in which the distant echo of Hagrid smashing down a wooden front door seemed to reverberate through the intervening years.
Shout out to one.
It's crazy.
I love that line.
Yeah.
It's just really written well.
Really nostalgic. Do you see this dog?
Yeah, he really wants to be a part of this conversation.
He really wants to press all the keys with his slobby mouth. So Aunt Petunia is staring at Uncle Vernon, Dudley staring at Harry, and the silence is broken by Vernon once again being like, but what about my work? What about Dudley's school? I don't suppose those things matter to a bunch of layabout wizards. And Harry shouts, don't you understand? They will torture and kill you like they did my parents. And I think that the argument would have continued to go on until infinity if Dudley didn't suddenly pop in and say, Dad, I'm going with these order people. And Harry said, Dudley, for the first time in your life, you're talking sense.
Oh, I think that little bullet point that you had, Aunt Petunia is staring at Uncle Vernon. Dudley is staring at Harry.
Dudley believes Harry. Like, he fully gets it now.
I think he fully got it in six.
Yeah.
I do. We'll talk about
it. Yeah.
We'll talk about it. But yeah, I mean, that to me is very telling. Dudley's not looking to his parents for guidance on this. I'm not sure that he'll look to his parents for guidance on much anymore.
Yeah. I think he understands.
Especially with whatever news they're going to be hearing at their safe house, because they're going to be updated on what's happening in the war because of who they're with. And he's going to hear everything that's real and that's happening, which is in total contradiction to everything that his parents have told him.
Yeah.
He's going to see heroes. He's going to hear about Harry and what he's doing. They're going to hear about Gringotts.
Yeah.
And eventually they're going to hear about Harry being victorious. And it is a giant... You know what, to Vernon and Petunia. Like, they were right all along. The wizarding world was right all along about Harry.
I think that it would be so cool if, like, there was a fanfic. I'm sure that there's a fanfic, because there's a fanfic for everything. But, like, imagine if, like, one of Dudley's kids was magical.
I've totally heard that theory before.
I'm sure that's a thing.
It would be so cool.
Yeah, I feel like it is a theory.
Yeah.
I think it was a disproved theory, but for 1,000%.
I like it. It's
no, for 1,000%, there will be fan fiction out there. Yeah. And I love it. I think it'd be a totally cool 180. If you're going to kill all the Marauders and make Teddy an orphan to represent a full circle of Harry, then you might as well make Dudley's kid magical.
Yeah, yeah. And I think that it would be so cool to, like, kind of funny even saying this out loud, that I want a short story that involves Vernon and Petunia. But how cool would it be to get, like, a short story of them in hiding, like, glimpses of moments where they do find out information and, like, how they react to it? It'd just be an interesting thing to be able to read. Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm
even
gonna ask
the, even the news immediately after after the Seven Potters, after that battle, that news is going to get to Mr. Diggle. And you know he's not going to be able to. He's going to say it. You know? They're going to know immediately the realness of the war. It and, was yeah.
the right thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You would have gotten got. Anywho.
Okay. A couple lightning bolt questions. We're going to do four. So, the first one is from Destifer. Do you think Petunia ever told Vernon about writing that letter to Dumbledore to get into Hogwarts, or do you think she always kept that a secret?
No.
Took it to the grave.
Yeah, I agree.
I think it's kind of confirmed, isn't it? I know they're still, like, among the living, technically, but I think that that is in a writing that was once on Pottermore.
Ah, okay.
Am I wrong?
Possibly. Okay. No.
It sounds like something, you know? We can look it up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Marguerite asks, do you think Harry choosing to protect them created something similar to what Lily did for them?
I don't know.
He didn't.
It's not love, though.
Sacrifice himself.
It's yeah. literally either. Just Harry being that.
The bigger person.
Well, even for like. Well, if you think about. The people in our military, you know, they literally sign up to give their lives for their country and people, right? But they're not like, they don't have like that personal love connection. So I don't think it feels like that to me. You know what I mean? Like Harry's doing it because Harry, I feel like it's not a good enough term for him, but like, no, I don't know what I'm trying to say. Like, he's protecting them because that's his job in his mind.
And also, I do think that he knows that he would be pulled to put himself in danger if they were taken.
And he doesn't feel like saving them.
Maybe.
I don't blame him.
Yeah.
I don't want to, like, actually have to waste my time to come after you in a situation.
And, like, me having to come and save you, the Dursleys, could put the wizarding world at risk, you know,
or
and
my best friends or people Harry, I actually love.
Yeah. And Harry's not like Dumbledore where like he'll let them like Dumbledore would.
Good.
Yeah. Dumbledore would be like, well, for the greater good, I'm not coming to get you. You Ron know what
Hermione
I mean?
Any other greater good.
Yeah. Okay. Next question is from Katie. Old fashioned lightning bolt rapid answers. You're packing to escape to the unknown wizarding world, and you have only one suitcase. What are your top three things you're taking, not including pets?
These are muggle things.
Yeah.
Oh, snap. My Kindle. My Switch.
Yeah.
Is my family coming with me? Is that already given? Or are we talking about
yeah,
things?
You've got to put things in a suitcase. People. Yeah.
Oh, snap. Really cozy outfit.
Also my Kindle and my Switch for sure. And I kind of want to say no. I just shouldn't take two gaming systems.
Priorities.
A Kindle, a Switch, and...
Sorry.
Huh.
Huh.
My laptop.
Mine would be my Switch, my laptop.
What are you doing on your laptop?
I don't know. Browsing the interwebs, checking the news.
The whole wide world's open to me. Is my phone web. Like automatically like a
yeah, that's in your pocket.
Doesn't have to go into a suitcase. What would my last thing be?
Wait.
Snacks.
What?
Instead of my laptop.
Oh, you get to change? This is lightning bolt old school. Freaking snake cheater.
Oh, and maybe like my favorite blanket.
Okay, that's fair. You guys got to think too long about those. That wasn't fair.
My pillow.
Sorry.
I'm very particular.
Change laptop to pillow?
Yeah, I gotta be cozy.
Remember when I left mine in Chicago? R.I.P.
Yeah, yeah.
So sick.
She'll borrow my laptop
out.
And I'll borrow your Kindle.
Yeah, there we go. See, when you got a couple thing going on, you basically get six things.
A couple thing.
I'm all alone. Was that three?
Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. Three questions?
It was.
Or three things?
Oh, I said four.
We're not going to Hogwarts, though.
Last one is from Sarah. What did the Dursleys do in hiding?
Played Uno.
What did they do in hiding?
Yeah. What did they do?
Someone on here
crammed in a house together with.
Someone on here said Dudley lifted.
Dudley lifted for sure.
They probably watched a lot of TV, huh?
Probably.
I'm sure Aunt Petunia spent a week cleaning the whole place.
Oh my god.
Until it was up to her standards.
Jenga.
Hours of the Great Umberto.
Yeah.
Oh man. Okay.
Sorry to get a yawn out.
Fan story.
Fan story. This is from Samantha from January. Nope. It's not. I was in the wrong episode. Samantha's next one.
This is from
Kelsey Easterly from January of 2022. Hello, I'm a very recent listener of your podcast after my sister recommended it, and I love it so much so far.
Woo!
I've literally laughed out loud so many times already and relate to so much of your Potter origin stories. It has been very fun and nostalgic listening to your commentary and stories. I just started rereading the whole series in Spanish to practice. I'm a high school Spanish teacher, and I'm just starting Chamber of Secrets. So it'll be fun to listen to this podcast and time it to go through each chapter with you all from now on. My Potter story. Not sure if you're still taking these 200 plus episodes later. Always taking them. My aunt gifted the first Harry Potter book to my family in 1999. My mom read the first book out loud to my sister and I. I was in fifth grade at the time and my sister in third. About two-thirds of the way through the book, though, I got impatient and started reading it on my own, or finished reading it on my own. By then, the second and third books were already out, and I quickly read through those as well. Apparently, I love the book so much that when I received one at my birthday party, I went into another room to read it while my friends were all still there, and my mom had to ask me to come back out and visit with my friends. Priorities. I went to my first midnight book premiere at Barnes & Noble for the fourth book,
probably
why Goblet of Fire is still my favorite, and went to all of the book and movie premieres after that. The last movie came out the summer of my last year of college, and the timing couldn't have been better. It felt
same,
like...
right? Yeah, I think that's the same for us.
No.
Yeah.
No.
2013.
Oh, college. Yeah, oh my God.
2011?
Oh my God.
Yeah. Well, it wasn't the last year. But it was close to the end.
That's why it's because of the Disney College program.
I know.
You know.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're on the same brainwave.
We're similar. Similar timing. That's all I meant.
And the timing couldn't have been better. It felt like only then that my childhood was truly over. Thank you so much for doing what you're doing. I'm sure this podcast was a light to many who were listening to it during the lockdown, pandemic, crazy years of 2020 and 2021. Much love, Kelsey Easterly.
Oh, thank you, Kelsey.
Thank you, Kelsey.
You're very sweet, Kelsey. Thank you. Truly, though. I appreciate it very much.
Katie was so excited that she already picked out a joke.
Yeah, but I forgot I had to pick out two, so now I got to find another one for later. But anyway, where did Godric Gryffindor find his sword?
In the Sorting Hat.
In the Sorting Hat.
And did you see
she
my
was
face
so bummed that I was pretty close. make sure that you follow myself and Katie on Instagram and TikTok at The Petrus Family. And Tiffany is on Instagram and TikTok at TiffSwish_Flick.
That's it.
That's
it. I'm reading Crown of Midnight. Go. Quick.
I'm reading Know My Name by Chanel Miller.
I'm playing Pokemon Violet.
Yeah, very I started cool. Scarlet too. It's fun.
I got to the Pokemon League.
Oh.
You just... Wow.
I didn't fight them yet, but I got there.
I always love to go in and then like immediately get just like...
Annihilated.
Just destroyed.
I don't believe that anybody got Bingo.
Oh, boo.
However... The House Cup standings are Ravenclaw in first. Is that new? That's new, isn't it? Ravenclaw's in first.
That was last time. Oh.
With 2,690. Gryffindor's in second with 2,410. It's in the House Cup channel.
I don't want to go
Hufflepuff
there.
Hufflepuff is in third with 2,166. And Slytherin's in fourth with 1,390.
Dang, that's close battle.
Weep womp. We need more Slytherins.
Thank you, Mia.
My third love. Or another.
What did I put? I put on the internet the other day that my second house was the Dirty Birdies. Oh, my God.
Me too.
Good job, Dirt Birds. Dirty Birdies. All right, guys. This is for Megan's right nostril.
and Tiffany's left one.
Together we make a complete nose.
If you've made it this far, we're both really sorry if you heard us sniffle, cough,
right,
sneeze, anything. Sorry.
My bad. All right, kids. That concludes this week's episode. Thank you so much for listening, and don't let the muggles get you down.
Amazing! Just my voice!
Chapstick, man. What a great invention. What did they do before chapstick? Lard.
I need chapstick, but then, like, I don't... Ew. But I don't want to use it when I'm sick and then, like, have to throw it out. I hate that.
So you just go without?
Yeah.
Sounds terrible, Megan.
Katie, that's what I was going to say. I've heard that about chapstick, too. Tiffany may be addicted.
Oh, 100%. 100%. Katie also said, with your chapstick, when you're sick, just cut a thin layer off of it. You don't have to throw the whole thing out.
That's true.
But what about the little plastic rim?
Wipe it with a Clorox. I don't know.
Save big on brunch for mom, all in the Kroger app. Buy one, get one free on flavorful, fresh Tyson chicken during our full line sale. Then mix or match during our 99-cent sale and get Kraft mac and cheese, Campbell's soup, or Bar S Franks for 99 cents each when you buy five or more, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today, or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.